Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mm-hmm. That's what we say. And you give us reason too, because you say a lot of dumb stuff. And it's recorded.
Gotta shake it off, Andy. That's all.
Shake it off, baby. Nice job with that, Stiz. So we continue on here. Little update. We're talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, the hate triangle of North Carolina, Pablo Torre's new podcast, which found out that donors at North Carolina believe that Bill Belichick is desecrating their great university.
Was it weird or literally 2 or 3 days ago you were like, hey, Pablo Torre, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yes. No, I knew he had to.
Yeah, he was laying in the weeds.
Contacts. And as I wasn't joking, he said he had 12 new sources that this podcast was basically built around, his information for this podcast. The fact that Mike Lombardi was the one telling people that Jordan had been banned from UNC football. The fact that Jordan wore a banned necklace for the first game against TCU.
Is Bill going to make a statement saying that's categorically false?
I don't think he will.
Nope.
Because I'm guessing with Pablo Torre, it's categorically
true.
He seems to have good sources and good information. So we have some more audio we need to play here. First, there is Stiz. Well, we have a little short clip here.
Yeah, this is when they were still kind of talking crap about people, and Jordan's like, geez, like, I could do this better. Pay me $2,000 and I'll do it.
All right. How many people does it take to screw in a light bulb situation? Yeah. Editors at NFL Films did something and then turned it around to their guys and this, that, and the other thing. It's like,
yeah,
it's a lot of salary to pay for.
If somebody puts on a clock, I could create this in 5 minutes, but you give me $2,000 to do that.
Bill's laughing, some uncomfortable woman's laughing, like, I can't believe I'm in this world. And the one thing Pablo Torre keeps emphasizing is the weirdness for these people that are with Underdog, NFL Films, whatever, working. They're working this show, and they're like, why is she here? Like, am I supposed to, like, listen to her? Who is she? Why does she have expertise? No one told me she was going to be involved in this. She created this uncomfortable working environment.
Well,
I think
Bill
you can
did.
Even, well, Bill did with her.
Yep.
And I think you even hear it with Matt Patricia. I think he's uncomfortable that she's there. I think he's like, Bill, we're football guys. Let's talk football.
Why wouldn't everybody be uncomfortable? I mean, she's been granted all of this access only just because of, you know, her blanking Belichick. It's so gross.
By blanking Belichick, you mean building BillBelichick.com. And let her explain to you how she indeed built BillBelichick.com.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop. Oh. And honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing. And then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this. And you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience. And he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, if
and
we don't like that, we'll
just... info. Yep.
Right. So couldn't we, it's pretty elementary, do something.
Did she just explain to people how the delete button worked?
But it's elementary. I've got zero real graphic experience, and I still know this better than you.
Yep. Yes. But I thought you just, Fitzy, if you want, if there's a word on a computer, you just click the delete button. And did you know that erases that word and then you could type in another word?
Wait, can I copy that word and make it disappear and bring it somewhere else too?
Whoa. That's like Adobe Photoshop 3.0.
Copy and paste. Control Alt Delete, copy paste.
Let's not get too crazy here.
What's going on here?
Her arrogance is just so. I get why they align. I definitely get why they align.
Two peas in a pod.
There are some similarities in their personalities and beliefs. I've also in my head, Fitzy, and tell me if this is wrong. You're the movie guy. You're the buff. She kind of reminds me of the early part of the character Demi Moore plays in A Few Good Men. When she thinks she knows more, like, no, I strongly disagree. And then he's like, oh, is that how it works?
He strongly objects.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's an element of Demi Moore's character there who is trying to, like, assert herself and fit in a male-dominated world. Yeah. But not in an arrogant know-it-all capacity where there's an air of entitlement that hasn't even been remotely. Or I see what you're saying, but, like, Jordan is 10 times more gone.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's more like Demi Moore's role in that movie with Kurt Russell or, Michael Douglas, where she was the executive above him.
Oh, yeah.
What's that movie?
Disclosure?
Disclosure.
Yes. Great.
Don't
movie.
Know
Good
how
call.
I knew that.
It's
Don't
more
ask.
About
no idea.
You pulled she that was, out of the blue.
She didn't know what she was doing in that movie. And Michael Douglas's character was like, dude, you're doing it wrong. And she was like, You made passes at me, so you're going down, bro.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, okay, so we've gotten through all this audio that got out there somehow, some way. We mentioned it earlier. Full disclosure, we need to give Pat McAfee reached out to NFL Films.
I wonder why. Oh, so Diana Rossini gave the water to him to carry.
They're passing the water from person to person. And this is what Pat McAfee was able to unearth from the people at NFL Films.
When this footage was captured, NFL Films did not produce Coach with Bill Belichick. NFL Films did not edit this show. NFL Films did not shoot the show. NFL Films did not and does not own the show. As a matter of convenience to him, which once again, NFL Films' obligation to like people and players and coaches in there, as a matter of convenience to him, NFL Films allowed Coach Belichick and the production team from Underdog to use our studio for his coach show because he was already here in his capacity as talent on Inside the NFL. NFL Films has a long-standing relationship with Bill Belichick based on trust and mutual respect built over many years of working together. We have absolutely no reason to believe that this footage leak came from NFL Films or from any employee of NFL Films.
So NFL Films is saying Underdog. This is an Underdog production. It was Underdog's people. It wasn't our people. They are, I don't want to say passing the buck because that sounds a little disrespectful.
I have no issue with NFL Films or Underdog.
And I understand why NFL Films wants to CYA because they do build... Yeah. I mean, they build their reputation on trust and we're going to tape everything, but not everything will get out there. Mm-hmm. And right. Like as a player, you need to trust
Very true.
What they are doing. So I understand why they would pass the buck. So
and it was the Underdog staff that Bill and Jordan were crapping all over.
Oh, yeah. She said it. It's like everything else they do. Not very good, quite honestly,
this
or whatever.
So embarrassing.
Didn't like, they pay him a lot of money?
They did. Oh, yeah. They paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
To get crapped on? Can they get some of that money back, you think? They did that commercial with
him. The Patriots paid him a lot of money and probably crapped on
touche,
some of them.
Touche. But at least they get a little return on that investment. They get some banners.
Decent ROI.
And, yeah. This is a interesting situation. Let's go to the phone line. 617-779-7937. John in Providence would like to chime in on Bill and Jordan. What's up, John?
We're going
to
tape everything. But
hey, how are you guys? Love the show. I got to tell you guys, though, honestly. You don't feel like you need a shower after that? I mean, to listen to that, that's wrong. No, you guys have had conversations off air that you don't want other people to hear. You could obviously hear that conversation is very close knit, whispering low. So for someone to do that, I just right or wrong, it's dirty, guys. Regardless, it doesn't shed light. She is who she is. We all know that. But again, just hearing that doesn't really turn the needle, I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's dirty. I think it's nasty. I mean,
thanks for the call, John.
I'm feeling clean. I don't feel dirty.
Yeah, I didn't do anything dirty. Yeah. And I get what he's saying, but there is a little bit.
I don't think this is that harmful. I think it just kind of reinforces what we already knew.
Right.
I don't think it's this is like making Bill look any worse than maybe he's already made to look.
It's more Jordan. I mean, Jordan is the focal point of this criticism, right? Is that fair?
Oh, yes, fair.
I mean, yeah, she should, and I know it feels like, oh wow, you guys aren't, you know, dunking on the men in this situation nearly as much as you are the girl, but like I don't want to come across as mean-spirited or down-talking or misogynistic or anything, but I just feel like her involvement in this has done such damage to him. Yeah. And is just so. So he's talking about dirty. Her involvement is so grotesque. It's so out of line and it's so misplaced.
So I also, in the vein of full disclosure, need to give the results of our poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. Stiz and I came up with this in the back room. What are your thoughts on the never-ending Bill Belichick / Jordan / UNC
story?
You know
what? I'm curious about this, yeah.
The three options I gave, can't get enough of it, sick of it, don't care. Those are the three options
okay.
I gave.
I like that.
Fitzy, how would you vote? Not guess yet, just vote.
I would vote sick of it.
Okay. Ted, how would you vote?
Is there shoot it in my veins? Is that an option?
That's closest to the top option.
Okay,
yes, can't
I'll take
get
the
enough
top one then.
Stiz, how about you? You're a Belichick guy.
I can't get enough of it.
Wow.
I mean, I can't. I'm trying to defend the guy. I do agree with that last caller that a part of this does feel dirty. Like, as a producer, I would never allow audio of you guys
of
to be leaked
not.
Like that.
Because we've always been nice.
So,
so
that, but I mean, oh my God, when I woke up this morning and was listening to this, I was like, oh, yes.
So now, Fitzy, what do you predict the voting is on the poll?
I'm going to go 41% for sick of it, 35% for can't get enough, 24% don't care.
You were wrong all across the board.
Perfect.
51% voted don't care.
Wow.
30% voted sick of it.
Yep.
And only a Ted Johnson 19% yep. said can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. Yeah, I think there's some truth to that.
See, I don't know because there's a lot of attention being paid and I know we all make bad decisions with programming, segments, what we do, whatever. Mm-hmm. Editors. I think editors are getting bang for their click buck out of this, right? I think these mm-hmm. stories are doing well. I think when Steve Belichick's wife posts a picture and then they have to put out comments that the moving truck does not have anything to
yeah,
do with their employment.
That's so weird.
Like,
what are you doing?
But people care. People are interested. Reporters are looking for it. People are reading the stories. Hell.
I was reading an article on ESPN. Dan Wetzel had an article.
Yes.
He says, every personnel person I talk to in the NFL, you can't get 5 minutes into the conversation before Bill Belichick's name is brought up.
And you know where you found that story? That story was on ESPN, front page, center, old school newspaper. They'd call it above the fold. The first thing you see mm-hmm. was that Dan Wetzel story earlier about UNC, Bill Belichick, and the mm-hmm. NFL. That was so they think that's going to get clicks.
That's
they
right.
put the story there they think is the biggest story of that time of day. Yes, Diz.
You know what the ironic part is? So the other thing in the Pablo Torre is that the Hulu thing has been canceled, but there still is some other documentary being done.
Yep.
It's just not going to be episodic. It's going to be like 1 hour long thing. If it was episodic and if Hulu stuck with it, all this drama, everyone and their mother would have watched mm-hmm. this thing. You're talking like skyrocketing.
I think there's a chance it would be more popular than The Dynasty was. I really do.
Oh, 100%.
Because this is sexy soap opera. I think there's a wider audience. I think you'd have
much wider.
You'd have wives being like, are we going to watch that,
no doubt.
That Belichick thing
this
tonight?
This is salacious fall of an empire yes. content.
I mean, this is on like CBS Morning News. This is on like the major networks, this story.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't just a local story.
Yeah, no. And I do think it crosses gender and age. And like there's a yeah. lot of different people interested in this. But that's going to do it for us today on that topic. Ted Johnson. Gets a short segment coming up here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, I don't need much time.
Not the sexiest of football games. We need to build up to kickoff Sunday in Tennessee. Patriots-Titans, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.